That's the sound of thousands of angry state workers at the Wisconsin state capitol, which is now in lockdown, with some lawmakers not even able to make it into the building. The workers are protesting last night's vote in which Senate Republicans found a loophole and passed a smaller bill than Governor Scott Walker's budget bill, a smaller bill that primarily strips state workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. Here's what happened when Republicans pushed through that vote with one lone Democrat assemblyman objecting.
At this time, I would move to adopt the adoption of the proposal.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
As the conference
report. Excuse me. I have a question about the open meetings rule being violated. You were not given 2 hours notice, first of all.
That's Democratic Assemblyman Peter Barker there saying the vote violated the open meeting rule, which requires 2 hours notice for a vote. Of course, Senate Democrats were still holed up in Illinois, where they've been trying to prevent the full budget vote. So what Republicans did was strip that budget language from this smaller bill, and that allowed them to vote without the Democrats. Dee Hall reports for the Wisconsin State Journal. And Dee, first of all, what's happening right now at the Capitol?
Well, it's still unclear because the building has, as you mentioned earlier, been in lockdown, and there were some Assembly Democrats who were unable to get into the building. We've actually had reporters have to crawl through windows at the Capitol to go cover it.
You are kidding me. Wait, crawling through windows?
Yes, that's in fact how many of the protesters got in last night, because the building officially closed at 6 o'clock. We had a court order that said it's only supposed to be open regular business hours, but then after people got wind of this vote coming up last night at 6, they literally were in their living rooms and jumped into their cars and drove to the Capitol, and then they massed outside, and it got the crowds got so large that people started crawling through the windows, and so essentially the police abandoned the doors and let people come in. So thousands of people ended up in the rotunda and in the Capitol yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bill was passed last night, and there was supposed to be a vote today in the Assembly, largely Republican Assembly. It was assumed it would be passed. What else is in this bill that was passed?
Well, that's a really good question, because honestly, very few people have had a chance to really digest it. It's really, really unclear whether it had no fiscal items in it, because that was the reason that they needed 20 senators, and that was the reason that 14 of them fled the state, was because if there were fiscal items in the bill, that in fact they needed a supermajority of 20 of the Senate to vote. What happened was, according to the Senate majority leader, he said that there were no fiscal items in the bill passed last night, but it happened all so quickly that few people have had a chance to really digest what actually was passed last night.
Well, that point is kind of sticky, because Republicans are saying, you know, the vote had no fiscal items, which is why they could do it without Democrats, but they're also saying it'll save the state about $300 million. Democrats are responding, well, this just proves our point. It's not about fiscal responsibility if there are no fiscal items. It's just about gutting collective bargaining. But just briefly, what are people saying in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of concern and a lot of outrage from people who oppose this measure, and that's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have been coming to the Capitol over the past 3 weeks to protest it. You know, there are questions as to whether it was a legally held vote last night, and that's a story that I'm pursuing today. Yeah. A lot of discussion on both sides about whether it was legal or not. And so, yeah, it's emotions are running very high.
Dee Hall of the Wisconsin State Journal in Madison. Dee, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Well, let's now bring in Democratic Senator Chris Larson. He's still at that secret location in Illinois where Democrats fled. But Senator Larson, where were you last night when you heard about this vote?
Well, I was in my car trying to get to the Capitol as fast as I could, actually in the middle of Wisconsin. When we initially heard that they were going to try and do this maneuver, it was just shocking. So I was trying to get there to see if there was anything that could be done to try and deny them this, to try and speak out against it.
Well, as we heard one of your Democratic colleagues from the Assembly repeatedly say, he felt this was in a violation of open meeting laws. Now, what we're hearing that the Democratic Party might challenge last night's vote. So what do you do now? Are you going to go to the courts to challenge it?
Yeah, I think that'll definitely happen. I think what they did is highly questionable under open meeting law. I'm not sure where it'll go. Obviously, we have a Republican attorney general and a conservative-leaning court in our state. So I'm not sure where, if we'll have the right place to go to actually challenge this.
Well, but Republicans have been saying the fact that the Democrats fled the state meant that they couldn't take the bill through the ordinary process. And they're in power. Don't they have the right to exercise their legislative majority?
Well, they do, but what they don't have is the privilege of shutting out the public and shutting down the public debate. The marches around the Capitol are historic. There's never been this many people in the history of our state who've come out in opposition to this bill. And again, time and time again, they've just shut them down and tried to push them out. And it's also important to remember that what this bill does, stripping collective bargaining rights, killing workers' rights, was never talked about in the campaign.
Now, fact checkers have checked that, and Scott Walker, although he claims to have campaigned on this issue, did not mention the issue in his campaign. But what are you and the Democrats going to do now? You're quoted in the New York Times saying you will join the people of Wisconsin in taking back your government. First of all, are you and the Democrats coming back? And how do you plan on taking back the government?
Yeah, we will be coming back. And I think there are recall elections going against some of these Republican senators.
But there's recalls planned against Senate Democrats as well. Recalls against everyone who's been in office more than a year. That's what the law requires. Scott Walker has not been in office for a year, so legally you can't recall him.
Right. Well, the recall efforts will be focused on those Senate Republicans that can be. The governor can be recalled in exactly 9 months and 3 weeks. And there are people who have already signed a pledge saying they plan to do just that.
There seems to be an irreversible divide. You've got to get together to run a state. Do you think that's going to be possible?
Well, it's in order to have negotiations and have a partnership, you have to have somebody who's willing in that. Throughout the last few weeks, we've tried to engage in discussions with the governor. He's refused to listen to us, instead using those anytime we started to as props in press conferences for the media. With the Republicans, we thought we were making headway, only to have them go behind our backs and do this without giving anybody in the public, including us, notice that they were doing it. So it makes it very impossible to have a negotiation, to have a discussion, when on the other side of the table, you've got people who are willing to trick you, to try and deceive you, and only have political aims in their eyes instead of actually trying to work with everyone in the state.
Chris Larson, Democratic Senator from Wisconsin. Senator Larson, thank you.
Thank you.